The money is coming from the U.S. Department of Labor. It'll be split between Lakeshore Technical and Northeast Wisconsin Technical Colleges. Both schools will revamp their utility worker training programs. Mark Weber is Dean of Trades and Technology at Green Bay's NWTC. He says the school is gearing up to offer an associate's degree for engineering technicians. Weber says it's a more advanced degree than what the school offers now. And at a time when the news is filled with layoffs, Weber says utilities like Wisconsin Public Service may actually be hiring.
The president of WPS said 30-40% of their workforce is going to be eligible for retirement in the next few years. So when you think about how many people that is, we absolutely needed to create this program to deliver those workers and those people. And it's a great opportunity for them. You know, the utility industry is stable. It provides a good standard of living.
Manitowoc's Lakeshore Technical College will revamp its nuclear program. And while the training won't be focused on alternative energy, Weber says it will have an eye to the future with so-called green-collar jobs.
You know, at first you leap to the thought, okay, green-collar job is someone who builds wind towers, makes biodiesel, solar. But any of those systems could be a piece of the future generating and distribution system anyway, and there will be a piece of that in the curriculum.
The new courses should be ready to accept students by next fall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.